On this Tuesday afternoon, Don Day is here with today's agricultural weather forecast. He's in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Hey, Don, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Let's start in the northwestern part of the Corn Belt and then work our way to the southeast. Begin with the Dakotas, Minnesota, maybe Nebraska, and, Iowa.
Well, those areas in the next week, next really 2 weeks, it's looking like a pretty decent pattern. It's going to be a mix of adequately warm temperatures, meaning temperatures at least close to average, and there's going to be some off and on chances for shower and thunderstorm activity. The one thing that we do not see really anywhere from the Rockies to the East Coast is anybody that's going to be really terribly dry. There's going to be off and on rainfall. Nothing that looks excessive, but at the same time, we don't see any really big heat building up either. Temperatures are going to be trending close to average.
Is that the case, as you said, through the East Coast, but for Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Michigan, Wisconsin?
Those are going to be about the same. I do see some areas where there may be a little bit more rainfall in the southern Corn Belt areas. That would be southern Illinois, southern portions of Indiana, and that would also include Missouri into southern Ohio. But the rainfall looks to be very consistent and widespread over all of those areas over the next week or two.
Let's work our way all the way south through Arkansas, Tennessee, Mississippi, Louisiana. Catch me up on the Delta region.
Well, that Delta region is going to see some enhanced shower and thunderstorm activity here in the next week to 10 days. You know, that was a part of the U.S., the southeastern United States, that we were a little concerned early in the spring as maybe having a droughty summer. And they did have a period of dry weather there in the spring. However, things have gotten better in terms of the dryness, and we're going to see what could be some pretty significant rain in some of that Arkansas area, into portions of Tennessee, into Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, then into the Carolinas. We're going to see some tropical waves. We don't expect any hurricanes or tropical storms, but the Gulf region is going to be getting more active and more wet.
Are there any primary weather features across the planet that are driving global weather, whether that's here in the production areas of the United States or other parts of the world?
Well, you know what, you know, folks may have heard about the heat wave in Europe, and that was contrasted by the unseasonably cold, snowy weather on the first day of summer out in the Rockies. And one thing that folks have to realize is where you have one extreme with the weather, you have the opposite somewhere else. And those extremes really showed up late spring and early summer, but we're seeing things evening out a little bit across the northern hemisphere, and I think over the next 12 weeks, conditions aren't going to be maybe so crazy, going to be trending closer to average in most areas of the U.S., and I would say a good part of Europe as well.
Hey, thanks so much, Don.
Thank you.
That's Don Day. He is with Day Weather from Cheyenne, Wyoming.